WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rice Higher Daily. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing some mythical finish line of perfection? You know that feeling when you put in hours of work, only to find yourself nitpicking every tiny detail, convinced it's not quite good enough? We live in a world obsessed with perfect bodies, perfect lives, perfect Instagram feeds. But let me tell you, chasing perfection is a recipe for burnout and unhappiness. It sets us up for constant disappointment and prevents us from truly enjoying the journey. Today, we're diving into how to overcome perfectionism and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. First things first, recognize that perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a benchmark constantly moving further away as you try to reach it. Instead of aiming for flawless, focus on progress. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your effort, and learn from your mistakes. Think about it like learning to play an instrument. Would you give up after your first fumbled chord? Of course not. You keep practicing, getting better each time, and eventually, you're rocking up. Second, remember that done is better than perfect. Sometimes we get so caught up in making things just right that we end up paralyzed by indecision. Listen, sometimes good enough is truly good enough. It's okay to ship that project, launch that idea, or share your work even if it's not flawless. You'll learn and grow from the experience, and you might surprise yourself with what you can accomplish when you stop striving for unattainable standards. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend struggling with similar challenges. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, have off days, and fall short of our own expectations sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your humanness and move forward with grace and forgiveness. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything in life, but you can control your attitude, your effort, and your response to setbacks. Choose to focus on the things within your sphere of influence and let go of the rest. Remember, worrying about what you can't change is a recipe for anxiety and frustration. Finally, celebrate your accomplishments. Don't just wait for someone else to pat you on the back or recognize your achievements. Take time to appreciate your own hard work and dedication. Whether it's finishing a challenging project, learning a new skill, or simply showing up each day and doing your best, acknowledge those victories, big and small. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She was a total perfectionist. Everything had to be just so. This applied to her work, her relationships, even the way she organized her spice rack. It got to the point where she was constantly stressed and overwhelmed, never truly enjoying anything she did. Then one day, she decided to experiment with letting go of perfectionism. She started focusing on progress instead of flawlessness, celebrating small wins, and treating herself with more kindness. You know what? Sarah's life completely changed. She became less anxious, more productive, and happier overall. She realized that by embracing imperfection, she could actually do more, achieve more, and live a richer, more fulfilling life. So, remember, you are not defined by your imperfections. You are beautifully unique, capable of amazing things, and worthy of love and happiness just as you are. Let go of the pressure to be perfect and embrace the journey. Start today by focusing on one small area where you can loosen your grip on perfectionism. Maybe it's letting yourself put together a meal without meticulously following a recipe or finishing that project even if it's not completely polished. Take a step towards embracing the beautiful messiness of life and watch how much lighter and brighter things become. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to let go of perfectionism. And if you found anything valuable in today's episode, leave a review. It would mean the world to me. As always, keep rising higher, everyone. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.